Macmillan Audio presents Low-Hanging Fruit. Sparkling wines, champagne problems, and pressing issues from my gay agenda. Written and read for you by Randy Rainbow. With special guest appearances by Pamela Adlon and Gwen Rainbow. For anyone who has ever aggravated, irritated, antagonized, dismissed, offended, harassed, diminished, provoked, peeved, angered, annoyed, riled, disturbed, miffed, vexed, irked, crossed, or wronged me in any way, I forgive you. Chapter 1. Letter of Resignation. Dear stupid people, please accept this letter as formal notification that I am hereby resigning from trying to fix you, effective immediately. While I have appreciated the opportunity to serve my country and the human race at large by attempting to correct your every social infraction and flawed thought process during my self-appointed tenure, the undertaking has become an exhausting and time-consuming hindrance to my peace and mental well-being. Therefore, I have reached the decision to relieve myself of all responsibilities associated with the job, including, but not limited to, responding to your misguided ignorance, rectifying your gross ineptitude, and critiquing or even questioning your egregious insensitivity and lack of common sense. From now on, when you board a subway car on which I am already seated and decide for some curious reason to settle into a seat disturbingly close to or directly next to mine, even though said subway car is otherwise empty and there are acres of uncharted mismatched orange plastic on either side for us both to spread out in comfortably, I will henceforth no longer glare at you disapprovingly for 11 stops. I might even scoot a little closer and rest my head on your shoulder. Going forward, if I tell a joke that intensely offends and outrages you, either because you sincerely don't comprehend it or you simply have nothing else on your calendar that day, I regrettably will be unavailable to explain my joke to you. You will need to navigate those waters alone, and I wish you the best. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Note, please do not actually dial 911. That was a joke. If I hold a door for you, a perfect stranger, as we both leave a restaurant or other such establishment, and you don't say thank you or even acknowledge my existence as you ever so slowly walk past me like you're leisurely roaming the Louvre on a lazy afternoon, please have a wonderful day, and I hope you enjoyed this free service. I will most certainly not be cursing you in my shower later that evening while fantasizing what I wish I had said to you in the moment. My schedule will simply no longer allow it. To those of you who find it necessary to talk, sing, eat, text, endlessly clear your throat, snore, fidget, burp, fart, or file your income taxes while in the audience of a concert or Broadway show, today is your lucky day. Though I may reluctantly spend $475 on a ticket to a musical version of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, only to listen to you and your spouse deliberate over the lasagna you had for dinner, nevermore will I disturb you with my pesky admonishments for such behavior. If you should visit Manhattan's Central Park for a jog or stroll and insist on ignoring the pedestrian icons painted strategically along the track for your convenience and safety, it is my pleasure to inform you that you may now do so freely. I will no longer murmur expletives in your general direction when you inevitably and violently crash into me. What's more, when I see you charging toward me like a rabid bat out of hell with that blissfully vacant expression that comes from the confidence of knowing that you are the world's only living occupant, I will no longer encroach on your rightful territory. I will instead leap into the nearest tree to clear your path as you pass, clutch a branch, and tip my bird shit-covered hat to you with due deference as squirrels gnaw at my bloody knuckles. Should you walk...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?